Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital, OSMH, received a record-breaking booster shot from the Ontario government today. Premier Doug Ford visited OSMH on Friday morning to announce that the Ontario government is providing $25 million to improve OSMH. The funding includes a one-time investment of $9.5 million for critical nurse training, urgent priorities, and to preserve and increase the number of beds. The government is also increasing the hospital's operations funding by $15.7 million this year, the largest single year-over-year increase in OSMH's history. This funding, will support the 60 new beds created at OSMH over the past 3 years, Ford said. It will help ensure that residents of Aurelia will continue to have access to convenient care close to home for years to come. There was speculation Ford might announce funding for OSMH to continue down the path toward building a new hospital in Aurelia. While that did not happen, when he toured the pediatrics unit, he stopped and talked to nurses, thanked them for their service and promised that he would be back to make a bigger announcement in the future. On the tour, he was accompanied by Sylvia Jones, the province's health minister, Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop, and Aurelia Mayor Don MacIsaac. The premier acknowledged that OSMH has been a staple of the community for more than 100 years. "There is no greater need than to work with this hospital to update it," he said. "What started as a modest 10-room hospital has grown alongside this community and today it's a full-care hospital." Jones says the province is committed to building a healthcare system that makes it easier for residents to connect to care close to home. "Through your help, we are shortening wait times for key services," she said. "We are growing our healthcare workforce and making critical investments to modernize and understand our healthcare infrastructure, including right here at Soldiers Memorial." Jones says Friday's investment at OSMH will enhance the hospital's emergency department, provides additional funding to renew infrastructure, and increases access to sexual assault and domestic violence treatment centers. During the announcement, MacIsaac thanked the Premier and the Ontario government for their support of the Aurelia community. "It's not only critical to our growth but instrumental in maintaining excellent healthcare services and quality of life for Aurelia and its residents," MacIsaac said. Carmen Stumpo, the hospital's president and CEO, says Friday's announcement is historic for OSMH. "This funding will increase the complement of ICU beds," he said. "Increasing our ability to provide access to critical care services not only for our community but the entire region as we partner with our hospitals nearby." Stumpo says the funding will help support multiple programs within the hospital, one being the surgery program helping to reduce surgical wait times. "This year, we will be able to double the number of total joint replacements to improve the health and mobility of the people in this community and in the area," he said. "It will also help support transitional care beds in hospital, a fundamental part of our Couchaching Health at Home program." Stumpo says he is thrilled that the provincial government is trusting OSMH with the investment and that they will be able to double the return on that investment. "This allows the hospital to make better long-term plans as our community continues to grow," he said. "We need to ensure that the health infrastructure keeps pace with the growing needs of our community." OSMH is continuing to advance planning on a proposal before the Ministry of Health to replace its aging, outgrown building with a new, larger hospital to ensure the people of Aurelia and beyond have access to the care they deserve, officials say in a media release issued after Ford's visit.